This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, Mike Cernovich is coming on with some of the most critical information we could cover if you want victory, and that's going through the Twitter pages of every major Democrat and liberal you know, because I'd say about half of them talk about how they like to have sex with kids. That's their religion. You don't get in the club at the high level. As a movie star, as a director particularly, Disney's been caught rehiring convicted child rapists that actually raped 10-year-old boys and girls. It's a cult out there. The average person doesn't believe it because we're not into that. You know, but these people are sick. And so Mike Cernovich has been exposing it. He's been demonized. He's coming up in the next segment. And they get a lot of so-called conservatives and libertarians want to get brownie points with the leftist media. They'll, like, join in and go, oh, yeah, Cernovich is this or that. And then they'll go off some fake quote or some edited quote. But in this short segment, I want to address something right now because it ties into that. It ties into Matt Gaetz. I remember when Roger Stone was helping get Matt Gaetz elected a couple of years ago. Matt Gaetz is a smart, articulate guy. He's been on the show. I like what he does. I've been trying to get Matt Gaetz to champion internet freedom and understand that these things are utilities, that they're selectively banning conservatives and libertarians, that they're shadow banning the president's tweets, and that he could be a champion of that. They have a hearings last Tuesday. Gaetz sits there and listens to Google, Facebook, and Twitter, the YouTube subsidiary, say that I said no one died at Parkland and that my YouTube channel was taken down. Well, number one, it was taken down and put back up because I didn't say that. But even if I said that, it's my right. But I didn't. I said there was a police stand down, which was confirmed. And they didn't like that because we had kids on the show and then local news clips. We would show people shooting videos over a news camera that never made it on the news. So they were pissed about that. The videos had millions of views. They took them down. Then they said our video. I said that they were all crisis actors from California and that nobody died. I never said that. It was so painful because I know Gaetz has been told that he went and did, I'm talking 100 interviews or more. He was all over. He did. He loved it. He goes, oh, yeah, Alex Jones is bad, but I think they should ban people that also threaten to hunt Republicans. And I confronted him on that, he said, you know, about how they leave up these sites saying, you know, good job trying to kill Scalise. So he equated me with that, threw me under the bus mega massively, and then went along, and here he is quoted, Representative Matt Gaetz explains his InfoWars conversion. And then it's a weird headline, and then it just goes into it. And him saying, oh, InfoWars is hurtful. InfoWars, you know, says things that are bad. And he goes on and says that content where he said Parkland students didn't die and bullied them has been taken down. And so all I'm asking is stuff saying kill Republicans, take that down too. So, man, he knows exactly what he's doing. He's calculated that going along with them, lying about me, will get him ahead. No, it won't. Gaetz. Here's another thing. Last time Rand Paul was on, he called and wanted to come on. Great. I call staff wanting to give him time today, but I'd call his house if I want to get him on. I'd call his wife. I can get him on if I want. That doesn't give us ratings to have Rand Paul on. Having Gaetz on. Nobody cared about his interview. They want to hear real people like Mike Cernovich and myself. So here's the thing, Gaetz. I'm trying to educate you in Congress. I'm trying to inform you. I don't need you to give me your little magic wand, rinky-dinky decoder wheel thing. Dude, okay? So thanks a lot for lying about me and going along with that crap that I know you've been personally told isn't true. That I said nobody died at Parkland. You might as well join the Southern Poverty Law Center or Snopes, buddy. Because if you're trying to make me angry, you are really doing a good job. But I get it. Throw somebody under the bus, police other conservatives, go along with the lies, and maybe the left will eat you last. You don't get leadership. You don't understand it. like President Trump does. Well, why don't you throw him under the bus? They say he said all Mexicans are criminals. He never said it. Why don't you just go along with those lies too, Gates? Thanks a lot, man. Thanks a lot. You look like a possum ate a pile of crap. I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the real red pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients. But it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Mike Cernovich joins us for the hour. He's the best-selling author, documentary filmmaker, talk show host, and good friend of mine. He came out and exposed James Gunn, the director of many big films like Guardians of the Galaxy 1 and 2. He was fired after hundreds of tweets were discovered in public view by Mike Cernovich. InfoWars' Paul Watson then magnified that. It got picked up a lot last week, and he got fired by Disney. Disney is famous for hiring convicted pedophiles who have actually raped small children to direct more films with children. And they use the whole Me Too movement, saying that basically a man asking a woman out is rape, to smokescreen what Weinstein and the Lolita Express and Epstein and all the rest of the Clintons are really involved in. So you don't get in a club at the highest levels now if you are not at least tacitly approving of the North American Man-Boy Love Association NAMBLA agenda, which says, let us have sex with your children, let them have age of consent, or that's what causes them to be kidnapped, because people can't help themselves. And that's what some of the people that attack Cernovich, so-called comedians and others, said. Oh, yeah. And so this is a firestorm. And listen, we can't do all this. As I've said, if you just see a city council member who's a Democrat in a big city or anywhere, go up and record them. Tell them you got a kid you want them to have sex with. They'll want to bite and call the FBI. I'd say about half your Democrat leaders are pedophiles. The others, no. Remember Project Veritas, five, 6 years ago, would just walk into random Acorns and say, I got an underage hooker. How do I run whores? And they said, we'll set it up for you right now. This year they got video in New Jersey and in Illinois of the heads of teacher unions saying, yeah, we know teachers are having kids, the elementary students and others. We're just going to cover it up. They're going to get their pension. We'll get them moved to another school, just like the Catholic Church. It's a very small percentage, but they want power and they want access to your kids. So Mike Cernovich is a hero. But he hasn't been completely shadow banned like real Alex Jones. Or Paul Watson's been partially shadow banned. But now he is. You search Cernovich, you don't find any of him. You only find the attacks. He crossed the red line. So here's your headline. Investigative journalist Mike Cernovich shadow banned by Twitter for exposing pedophile worshiper James Gunn. That's what I'd call him. Wow, that'll be good in Congress, won't it? So here's the deal. You learn where Jack Dorsey's heart is when you touch the big prize. And you got to learn, ladies and gentlemen, you got to learn. I've been in some big movies, and I've been out in Hollywood, and I got told by folks, man, you don't understand, they're either into the occult, whether into pedophilia or they're into both. And he said it's bad. It's the majority of people at the top. Everybody else has to live under it and put up with it. And it's totally out of control. And I've been told that by LAPD detectives. I've been told that by the highest levels. Why do you think everybody in Hollywood who isn't evil tries to move to Austin or Toronto or somewhere else? Because it's so horrible. And you look at these guys, they all have that Dennis Hastert look. Now, you can say, are they pedophiles? All I know is they should be investigated, like Senator Ted Cruz tweeted when he looked at the tweets of Mr. Gunn and others. He was like, look at that look. Gunn looks just like the subway guy. Compare him to the subway guy. Compare Gunn's face. It's almost like a clone. And then put Stelter up. And I'm not saying Stelter's a pedophile. He just looks like what they look like. And I'm just, yeah. But there's one shot of the subway guy when you fade it in. When he's actually smiling just like that, it looks just like him. Find it. You showed it last week. So here's the deal. They have to constantly make jokes about it. But if you read what NAMBLA says and you read these tweets, this is NAMBLA propaganda. They're a member of the UN. So Mike Cernovich with us for the rest of the hour. That's why it's always important to go to his actual website. Like, we have Infowars.com and we have Newswars.com. More and more, you've got to go to those. You need to go to Cernovich.com, C-E-R-N-O-V-I-C-H, at Cernovich. You've got to go to his page itself. Yeah, look at that. That's the Subway guy. Subway spokesman and founder. Boom! I mean, they got the look, man. I'm telling you, I've seen the arrest warrants. I've seen the mug shots. I don't know what the deal is, man. It's like they're usually white guys. People want to say white people are bad. There are some Hispanic pedophiles, too. A few black ones. But we ever really see a lot of black pedophiles? No, really, you don't. So Mike, I'm not trying to say white people are bad or something. I'm just basically profiling here. Mike Cernovich is also a lawyer. We should add that. I've kind of prefaced things here. I appreciate your courage, what you did. You know, they demonized you in thousands of newspapers. They acted like you're a horrible person, and now they've silenced you. How dare you expose somebody just dripping over sex with children and defending it? How, you dirty rat, how dare you not support the gang raping of children? Because he makes jokes about raping them, too. How do you sleep at night as a father?
Yeah, it really is amazing to watch the media go, look at these conspiracy theorists. They claim there's all these Hollywood pedophiles. Oh, they found tweets. Oh, let's attack them more. More interesting, Alex, the Daily Beast actually today and Huffington Post 2 days before, they both published articles where they said it's okay to publish fake news about people you don't like. This is really the true story of the article. So what is happening? Because I would like to address a lot of things. People go, I found this video of you. You didn't find any video of me. These people who have stalked my family, threatened my family, edit videos. They take audio clips of me, and then they put them into new videos, and then they play their little games, and they lie. So I'm saying horrible things, and people go, it isn't me. So the Daily Beast confirms that I am the victim of fake news, but they go, oh, ha, 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 it's funny. Cernovich got a taste of his own medicine. So my message to all of the listeners out there is that everything you see about me that's bad is fake. Even the Huffington Post admits it. The Daily Beast admits it, but it's okay to fake videos.
Oh, I was telling you during the break, the whole media lies and says that I said Parkland didn't happen, and then Congressman Gates goes along with it, and then they edit videos of me saying Hillary killed kids in the Middle East with her policy and say that it's Pizzagate. The mainstream media, exactly. Remember the New York Times last year said it's okay to lie about Trump.
Yeah, so now they're saying it's okay to fabricate and forge videos about you, about me, about anybody you don't like. So that's why, to me, people go, oh, Cernovich, why don't you address this? I'm like, you mean address the 100 fake videos, the thousands of fake screen caps that the fake news media has said? Well, it's okay because Cernovich deserves it. But by the way, Alex, this is appalling, and I want to show people how fake the news is in real time. If you go to my pinned tweet, which it might be deleted any minute because Twitter is shadow banning me and they want to strike back, here are the death threats that I've received by people who fabricate and fake news about me. One of them said that he performs a self-pleasuring act, me holding my daughter. Another one said, hope your baby gets, I'm not going to say it out loud, and says, hope limbs are cut off. The Huffington Post said that was a crass remark, a crass remark, Alex. So they're endorsing death threats against children. They're endorsing a pedophilia content. Oh, that's just crass. And moreover, here's how much they lie. They claimed that I sent a threatening letter to a reporter who asked people to send him revenge porn of me. But then I posted the letter from Mark Randazza, and the letter said, hey, your reporter is trying to get revenge porn of Cernovich. You shouldn't do that. Oh, by the way, we're not going to sue you. But you know what? Maybe just don't be jerks. We literally say in the last line of the letter, we are not going to take any legal action at this time.
By the way, he's my lawyer, too. He's a really great guy, one of the top lawyers in the country. And there's the letter. So they lied and said you were threatening people. We're going to go to break, come back with this. But the takeaway here is this. The entire leftist internet is turned against you and is attacking you. And the media is attacking you for exposing someone who worships raping and torturing and sex with children. So, you know, fire somebody like Roseanne Barr that says that Soros is a Nazi when he is. But then when you expose these pedophiles, you're the bad guy. That is the takeaway, meaning the left has now adopted pedophilia and evil as their culture. They love being nasty. They have no bottom. The bottom has fallen out. These people are totally reprobate.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-910-5936. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-910-5936. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-910-5936. 1-800-910-5936.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
All right. I started this interview out like 10 minutes ago, 15 minutes ago with Mike Cernovich, investigative journalist. Talking about how if all of us go investigate major Hollywood stars, major comedians, all of their main Twitter accounts and their work, there's a vein running through the producers, the directors of pedophilia, and it's a direct NAMBLA statement, North American Man-Boy Love Association. Now, last week, James Gunn got fired on Friday after Mike Cernovich, part of the show here with us, found hundreds of tweets that talk about raping children, talk about how pleasurable it is, talk about how good it is, talk about how fun it is. And Congressman Senator Ted Cruz came out and said, I think there should be a criminal investigation of James Gunn. So that's what's going on. Now, I'm debating whether to show this or not. It's about a five-minute clip, but give it to Rob Dew and blur it out. This showed on Showtime. This showed on YouTube. It's not age-restricted, but when we show it, the news will be Jones shows obscene video. But I think you have a right to see it. So it's coming up next segment. Give them the one-minute clip part and then blur it. It is Dan Harmon, one of the top comedians in the world, just deleted his Twitter after a video surfaces, which got millions of views, Dan Harmon's Daryl raping a baby, a doll. But he sneaks in when people are gone and rapes the child. Simulated rape. You go, oh, isn't that funny? But they all do this. So even if they're not into it, it's how you get promoted by the system. And it's super sick. So this is exactly what I was talking about with Mike Cernovich when he first got on, is we've got to get everybody burrowing in. He won't be able to hide what's in his Twitter. Believe me, you think this is bad if he did Showtime report. And, like, where have we been as a culture that no wonder the left thinks this is funny and is threatening Cernovich's baby daughter that I've met and is really sweet with chopping her arms off? You know, a guy just got arrested last week from Berkeley saying he was from Kentucky originally, that he was going to murder Rand Paul, murder his wife, and kill his children like Charlie Manson and pull their guts all over the walls. It's time that these people understand we're not putting up with this. And Twitter, as you heard, made a big joke. And so did the Daily Beast, the Huffington Post. Oh, they're just threatening to kill your family, big deal. So they've gone collectively mentally ill. They have no bottom, I think. You're a smart guy. You're a father. You're a lawyer. You were a self-help lifestyle coach before, best-selling books. You had no reason to get into politics. You're a smart guy. What do you think's happened? I mean, I'm saying like they've been collectively possessed, but they want to torpedo us. For saying that George Soros is a Nazi and bankrupt us. Well, guess what? We're coming after all them, and no amount of shadow banning is going to work, is it, Mike?
No, I mean, we're literally in a war for the collective psyche of the people, and that's why, remember, I was a nobody in journalism because I'm the guerrilla mindset guy. I'm the guy who teaches you how to just create the world that you want to live in. And that's why I recognize the demonic black magic tactics of the media. What they're doing is they're trying to manifest a world where you can be a pedophile in Hollywood. That's what they're doing. They're persuading people, oh, ha, ha, it's just a joke. Ha, 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 it's just a joke. So they're normalizing it. That way people go, oh, yeah, I mean, actually, it's kind of funny. Oh, yeah, you're right. Ha, yeah, this is funny. Children, the things happening to them. Oh, yeah, LOL. That's what they're doing. They're programming.
Ha, ha, ha. Another person got punched in the head, their MAGA hat taken. Ha, 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 they dumped hot coffee on you. Ha, 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 they shot Congressman Scalise. Ha, 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 they broke Rand Paul's ribs. Ha, 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 they kidnap and rape Barron Trump and take him to a pedophile. Exactly. It's like their operating system is pedophilia.
Yeah, so they're trying to program people through messaging and say, oh, it's just a joke. It's just a joke. And then the brainwashed masses will say, oh, yeah, it's just a joke. Oh, Dan Harmon is on video. Oh, it's just a sketch where he breaks and enters. You know, I watched 10 seconds, I almost threw up.
Yeah, he breaks and enters, and then there's a child in a bed, and his pants are off, and he rapes the child. It's a doll, but it's a simulation of him. You know, in a movie, they use a fake kid. This is in a movie, they never showed a pedophile have sex with a kid, and it's a baby, by the way. It's a baby. So he comes in, unzips his pants, and then rapes a baby.
That's what they're trying to just, oh, lighten up, guys. Lighten up, Alex. What's wrong with you conspiracy theorists, you InfoWar? You idiots on InfoWars are conspiracy theorists who believe that there's pedophiles in Hollywood. You morons, you're buffoons. James Gunn didn't say he likes children to touch him. Dan Harmon isn't on video of simulating sexual acts with a child. You're the idiots. You're the morons. The media is truth and justice.
And you don't have dozens of major directors caught doing it and standing ovations for Roman Polanski. It'd be like saying there are no cockroaches in this hotel. And you walk in your room and like 10 run by. You turn the light off for 5 minutes, turn it on, there's 1,000. They're like, there's no roaches here. And you're like, roaches are falling off the ceiling.
Well, Sarah Silverman even tweeted out a vocal warm-up, which I'm not going to repeat because that'll get edited in more fake videos. In
exactly.
The media.
Now, that's what happens. We repeat what they've said and then they edit it of us. Believe me, I know.
Yeah, but it mentions it was a vocal warm-up that she learned from Dan Harmon about... if you have the gumption to be a pedophile.
I tell you what, why don't you cover your mouth and say it.
So Sarah Silverman tweeted out that a vocal warm-up she learned from Dan Harmon was about having the gumption to be a pedophile. And we can find that Twitter. I can send it, you know, I can send it to your people. Really, really insane. And Sarah Silverman has all kinds of things where she mentions changing a diaper and noticing things about the female anatomy.
And notice this, they have these top feminists saying, ask for permission when you change your baby's diaper, making it sexual. Again, they're just implanting, like telling five-year-olds, you might not be a boy, you might not be a girl. This is their agenda. This is so evil.
And that Michael Ian Black now was saying that he's being harassed. I don't know if we have the screenshot of all of, So Sarah Silverman, that vocal warm-up was, she says, pedophilia's an option if you've got the
gumption.
There you go. Now, Michael Ian Black, of course.
And by the way, listeners are tuning in. They're watching on TV. They go, why are you saying you can't just say it? Because they edit us and say we said it.
Yeah.
That's why I'm so angry, folks. You don't know what it's like when they sit there and Congressman Gates goes, Alex Jones says no one died at Parkland. He's a bad guy. And it's like, you know full well I never said that, you piece of garbage. I mean, we've got Republicans rolling over to this, man. What does that tell you?
Well, yeah, and again, now the Daily Beast has even said, but let's talk about Michael Ian Black real quick, and we can do it again on the next break. The tweets that he has, it's not like one or two jokes, you know, oh, here and there.
We've got to go to break. Cernovich.com. I want to be very, very clear here. He is now shadow banned. That's the whole thing we're going to show you on air when we come back for your TV viewer. We'll describe it for radio listeners. Or just like InfoWars, you only see the tweets if you're on InfoWars or on our page or on Cernovich's. Just like the president, almost no one gets his push notification. He sends a tweet, you're subscribed, you don't get it. It's like they're intercepting your mail, man. This is a scandal. Congress needs to act. Good Lord, they're intercepting your mail. A bunch of pedophiles.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines.
CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
All right, I want to slow down here so we can kind of speed up, you know what I mean, and get all of it in. Mike Cernovich is with us, Cernovich.com, Alex Jones, Infowars.com. The mark of effectiveness, the mark of success is being demonized, attacked, lied about, fabrications made, and being censored. And when it comes to being censored, it's Trump, and then myself, people like Cernovich and Jack Posobiec and others. And I saw all these articles last few days. I haven't been looking. Get Cernovich, get Posobiec, get Paul Watson, get them. You know, New York Times, get Alex Jones. Because here's the deal. I'm not some giant moral authority. Everybody knows I said day one, Trump's a womanizer. Not so much in a long time, but he is. He never lied about it. All I care about is he tells the truth about what he's going to do policy-wise. And the left's always like, you Republicans, you claim you're these Bible thumpers, but then you're hypocrites. No, we're not hypocrites. Don't tell me, don't have some preacher give me sermons about out-of-wedlock sex all day, which I'm not saying is a great thing. I'm not defending it. I'm just not judging people. And then you catch him with hookers every night. And there are a lot of famous. I don't like hypocrites. But that's consenting adults. Don't tell me all day about how the gays are going to hell and the fire and all this, but then, you know, you catch half these preachers with a gay boyfriend. I care about children. And you get your hands near them, you try to sexualize them, which the schools are doing, all this stuff, that is abuse, that's evil, that's what we're talking about. And so to all the Christian conservatives, who I respect, a lot of them are great people and really mean well, let's worry about them targeting the kids first, because they use the distraction of you know, gay marriage here or this or that. And I'm not even waiting on that debate. They use it as a, let the gays get married and let the lawyers take everything they got. No, I'm not saying that. Civil unions are one thing. Marriage is a biblical thing. It's another. I think it's between a man and a woman. All I'm getting at here is that we miss the whole shooting match while we're over here with the media debating, you know, some Baptist church that goes and says that, you know, the military deserves to die because we don't kill the queers and all this stuff. And as Cernovich said, I got to be careful. They'll take that quote of me and play it on Colbert saying kill the queers. I'm quoting the whatever that crazy Baptist church is. And they're so deceptive. I say I'm not anti-gay. And Colbert plays a little clip, a little TV set saying I'm anti-gay. But at a certain point, I cover my mouth sometimes just because I know they're going to do it. But at a certain point, they're the ones doing that. That should discredit them. So Mike Cernovich is with us, hopefully a little bit in the next hour, because I'm hot to cover this until at least 5 after and give him time to go over it. But we've got this shocking clip that we're going to play of Dan Harmon simulating the rape of a baby. It's blurred out. It's on Showtime. It's on YouTube right now. Watch. They'll try to take our video down, though, saying it violated terms. Remember, YouTube got caught allowing pedophilia, allowing all this promotion just this year. And when they had the hearings, they went, you allow Alex Jones to deny the Holocaust and say no one died at Parkland. I never did it, either one. And you allow pedophilia. So see how they mix their own stuff in to then censor us. But YouTube isn't doing that. Another sign, Mike Cernovich, more proof of just how this is the culture of Hollywood. It's not humor. It's not comedy. They want to police us and say that, you know, again, if a guy asks a girl out, it's some form of abuse or microaggression or rape. But then they just want to, like, demonize and attack you for exposing pedophilia. They want to be the moral police of everything when they're the most immoral.
Right. Here's what I said. If we had an honest media in America, here is the kind of story they would write. James Gunn said things that nobody who's ever around children should ever say or even think. The person who found it was Mike Cernovich. Oh, and we don't think he's a good person either. But it doesn't matter if he's a good person, because what he reported was true. So Mike Cernovich doesn't even matter. All that matters is James Gunn did this. It is disgusting. Keep this person away from children. That should be the story. But we don't have an honest media. Instead, the honest media goes, oh, James Gunn just made a few jokes. No, he deleted 10,000 tweets. It wasn't a few jokes. Oh, James Gunn made a few jokes. Oh, and they were old tweets. Oh, and here's old tweets from Cernovich, which are fake anyway. They're so dumb, they post fake tweets by impersonation accounts, because when you search my name, you find 100 impersonation accounts. So the fake news media is so dumb that they go, oh, James Gunn posted tweets about having sex with children, lighten up people. Oh, by the way, they were old. Oh, and here's a bunch of old tweets from Cernovich, which aren't even real, most of them. And so Cernovich is bad. They're like, wait a minute. How is this honest? So, yeah, this article in the Daily Beast was incredible. Alex, let's go back to that Daily Beast article, because there's a line in there, Control F, complicating matters. So James Gunn posted on his Twitter that he was linking to a video about 100 pubescent girls doing things. So you can Google pubescent. That doesn't mean a 19 or 20-year-old. It has a different meaning. I won't even click the link because it's illegal. Well, the person he got the video from was convicted of child pornography. You can't make this up. So that's even mentioned in the Daily Beast article. But the guy goes, well, complicating matters is that the article that Cernovich brings up was actually posted by a guy who's a lifetime registered sex offender now, the guy who gave it to James Gunn. Right? But they're like, well, I mean, Cernovich is just muddying the water. You mean I'm muddying the water by saying James Gunn linked to a video of pubescent girls, and that the guy he got the video from, which he put on his own blog, was convicted of child pornography and is a sex offender. I mean, come on, people. Right? That's how demented these people are.
Let's get into your shadow banning, because there's an article on Infowars.com that everybody should sign. I should have brought this up. Huge new petition launched to end shadow banning and social media censorship on the government website, change.gov, that does that. And Paul Watson's launched this. Others are joining in. Zero Hedge is joining in. National News is joining in. And then it just goes over the new sites that can track how people are shadow banned, how conservatives, libertarians, anybody exposing pedophilia. You want to get banned? Talk bad about Roman Polanski. He's their god, raping little girls. So let's get into that.
Yeah, so actually, you know, we ought to do just a list of all this, because there's so much we can't keep track. Meryl Streep called Harvey Weinstein a god. Meryl Streep gives a standing ovation for pedophile Roman Polanski. I mean, we just should have a list of this stuff, because every time people call us crazy, we should just refer back and say, well, no, here's actually, what we should do like 100 times Hollywood celebrated pedophiles, and just have a one-stop shop for people to get. But that's why they're shadow banning us, because you can do anything. You can send death threats to my children. They don't care. Nobody cares. The media thinks it's funny. They can threaten you. Nobody cares. But if you go after pedophilia, you are attacking their means of control. Hollywood controls every director, every big-time person in Hollywood. They keep revenge pornography of people, revenge pornography of children they even do. And then they own that person for the entire life. That's how they enslave people. And then they invite people from the media to their parties. They invite people for, you know, risotto and other kinds of stuff. They invite people from the media, from politics, and then they blackmail everybody, just like Jeffrey Epstein blackmailed everybody, right? That's why Jeffrey Epstein was given a free. Oh yeah, so for people who say we don't.
Oh yeah, Mueller used him for a decade as a confidential informant, videotaping it all.
Yeah, and Alexander Acosta. People go, Cernovich, you and Jones never criticized Trump. Are you kidding me? Alexander Acosta was the federal prosecutor who gave pedophile Jeffrey Epstein a free pass, and Acosta was given a position in the Trump administration, Secretary, I believe, of Labor, Alexander Acosta. So I always said that never should have happened. Never should have happened. And I'm still to this day have no tolerance for that kind of stuff, for people who enabled Jeffrey Epstein. So anybody who says we don't call out Trump's administration, Alexander Acosta should be driven from public life legally and lawfully and never have any.
Absolutely. When we come back, Mike Cernovich, I want to ask you, I want to play this shocking clip we blurted out of Portly Showtime. YouTube plays this of someone simulating the rape of a year-old baby. This is Dan Harmon's lead at his Twitter. Get into their Twitters, folks. It is just a worship fest of pedophiles. Where's this all going? Stay with us.
This is Jessica Armand, founder of My Magic Mud. Our team helped organize a successful effort to remove fluoride from our city's water supply. This is our passion. My Magic Mud Oral Care purifies and brightens your smile naturally. GCN listeners, please support my family business by purchasing our product from your local health food store. We're also available at CVS Pharmacy. Or visit us at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off now with coupon code GCN10.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely to normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Guys, I know when something's big. And let me tell you, getting into the text messages that are public, the Twitter messages, the Twitter statements, the public statements of these Hollywood people. I remember being out in Hollywood, and they wanted me to be on TV shows, movies, and just the fact that they would say the most bizarre things. I thought they thought it was because I was a Christian from Texas, and I learned, no, this is standard. And I just said, I don't want to be part of this. That's why I've told Mike Cernovich, get out of L.A., man. Move to Texas or somewhere else. But we're going to go back to Mike Cernovich here in a moment. I want to ask him where all this is going with all these big Hollywood directors, producers, comedians obsessed with pedophilia, Sarah Silverman, all of it. They're not trying to be shocking. They want to degrade something you're willing to stand up for. They want your soul. They want you to roll over to them. And the coin you pay Choron to cross the river Styx and to give up your soul and to go into hell, to go into Hollywood, and I guess be somebody in that soulless crypt is debasing children, as Christ said. Suffer the little ones better to tie a millstone around your neck and cast to the deepest ocean than hurt one of these. Now listen. We are taking on the pedophiles. We're taking on the devil worshippers. We're taking on the radical Islamists. We're having a huge effect. We're changing the world. But we need your financial support. I need to expand in the face of all their attacks and not just stay the same size. And quite frankly, I've been so busy focusing on news. we have been in the negative the last few months. I don't want to encourage our enemies, but it's true because I need to promote products. I need to spend time on it. I need to do it, but I haven't been doing it. We have great products everybody needs, man. I mean, just like our information changes the world, X2 is pure iodine. Learn about the iodine conspiracy. Learn about the bad halogen, fluoride, chlorine, bromide, all of it. Then the good halogen, a true iodine. You can't get this anywhere else, X2. Biotriselinium goes with it. Great. It's amazing for the mustard seed. Brain Force is incredible. Real Red Pill Plus. And now with Energy, DNA Force Plus. We bid a bigger contract. So we get more of it at a lower price. Telomere Defense, all of it. Knockout, the great sleep aid. Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Super Male Vitality, Super Female Vitality. It's all there. This is the biggest sale ever because I said, just do whatever sale you want. I was busy last week. They did 67% off some items, making them loss leaders. Sign up for auto ship, additional 10% off. But the average savings is 50% and free shipping. It's not like we raise prices like Walmart and people have been caught doing it and then they have a 50% off. No, it's off the regular price. Super Blue fluoride-free toothpaste, 4 to 5 of colloidal silver iodine. It's there for adults and children, the mouthwash, all of it. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. So thank you all for your support. That sale has to end today, so take advantage of that and support the InfoWar. Now, Mike, we got you for 8 minutes here and 5 more minutes. Let me ask you this. I was telling the crew, when we put this up on YouTube and Facebook, even with the shadow ban, we still have, you know, average 100,000 views per video once it, you know, tops out in a week or so. I was saying, journalist Mike Cernovich banned on Twitter for exposing pedophiles or pedophile promotion. And they're like, well, wait, he's been shadow banned. It's not really. Well, when you're blocked from in the search term and you're blocked where only people can see you on the page, they basically killed what Twitter is. But the crew's not bad asking me that question. They're right. I mean, International Business Times says certain far-right figures no longer appear in Twitter search function. Well, so the headline is investigative journalist banned from Twitter search for exposing Hollywood pedophilia. I mean, that's it. The point is they play the semantical games like Zuckerberg's like, we only ban him being searchable. No one can see him. But if we totally ban him, that's a ban. So it's almost like, you know, we put you in solitary confinement on a mountaintop. You'll never be seen again, but you're not dead. Well, you wish you were. So they play these games because they're discriminating. And the fact that they would do this to you is perfect for Congress, perfect for the president, I think, as the cause celeb, that you expose Gunn, he had to be fired, now all these others, and then now you are shadow banned. Now you've entered the realm of Paul Watson and Alex Jones. So speak to that. We're showing it on TV. Explain to people what the shadow ban means and where you think this is going.
Right, and for those watching who are new to me, John Conyers, a member of Congress, resigned from Congress after me, Mike Cernovich, found documents showing that he stole taxpayer money after he sexually harassed a woman. So Cernovich is real news. We've reported on big stories all the time. So what they're doing is they are protecting sexual predators. So here's how shadow banning works. When imagine, you know, you're out in the world and people go, oh, there's this guy, Cernovich. He reports big stories like the Susan Rice unmasking story, which was true. He reports big stories like John Conyers. He reports big stories like James Gunn. People go, oh, Cernovich, who's that? And then they search for me and they find 15 fake accounts. And then these fake accounts are all going, I want to do. And then this horrible thing is that people go, oh, wow, that.
And videos of gorillas eating poop. So this is how they counter you. Just like when you search all the stuff we broke, you just get edits and memes and fake stuff.
Yeah, exactly. So what they're doing is, but if I go look at, if they ban me, then they admit that they support John Conyers and they admit that they support child molesters. So they don't want to ban me because then it's too obvious. Then everybody's like, wait, so you banned the guy who exposed James Gunn and John Conyers. Wait, so why would you ban that guy, right? Why isn't James Gunn banned for posting? Why isn't Michael Ian Black banned? Why isn't Patton Oswalt banned for talking about NAMBLA and Sarah Silverman? And Trevor Noah has his own pedo jokes. And Trevor Noah made a joke about Chris Brown beating up women. He made jokes about domestic violence. I retweeted those things.
Well, I mean, take one look at Trevor Noah. He's got the look.
So why do you ban me for reporting on what they're actually doing.
Because you're
doing.
A real reporter with courage, and that's why they want you shut down. That's why they want InfoWars shut down. That's why they want Drudge Report shut down. So the question is, it's all admitted now. They put imposters up there to defame you so people can't find what you're really doing. Just like real Alex Jones, how do people then go into Twitter? People say, well, just leave that. No, they want us off this battlefield. We have to show their censoring to get Congress and Trump to do something.
Yeah, exactly. And that's why they're being subtle. And what they're going to do is before the midterms, they're going to turn off the internet, Alex. That's why so they're shadow banning us now. And then
no, I totally agree. They're ratcheting up to basically a virtual ban.
Yeah, so they're normalized. And then right before the election, they'll just delete 100 accounts all at once. And so we have to act now. We have to call attention to it now. I don't know, maybe we need a march. Maybe we need to just get everybody. Maybe we need to organize a march, Alex, at this point, because they obviously are planning a big event before November so that they can.
That's right. They're going to do something right before the election, and they want us. They're going to shut us off saying, oh, we can't let them say it didn't happen, even though we didn't say that. They're setting the precedent to ban us all so that any real media isn't there when they pull something big.
Yeah, so maybe, we just need to organize a big event. Get a few thousand. Is there an Austin office at Twitter? Does Twitter have an office in Austin?
Yeah, they've got offices. So does Google. The point is they think we're so stupid. And here's the good news. They want to play this moral superiority game. We're destroying them. They're failing on every front. So Hillary knows there's going to be a giant red wave. What do you expect them to do? Because I don't even think the false flag they're going to pull is going to work.
Well, the reason they're shadow banning us is so that they can propagandize people. And, maybe I need to fly out to Austin then. Maybe we just need to get a bunch of people to show up and let them know that banning us and shadow banning us and defending the again, I don't want to accuse anyone of Twitter or Google of this yet. I want to hear their side of the story. But why would you shadow ban the person who just reported on truthful tweets about James Gunn but not shadow ban James Gunn? If you're going to choose sides, why would you choose his side? So,
well, there's your headline. Why did Twitter just choose the side of prominent pedophile promoters over journalists?
They need to answer that question. That's up for them to answer, because I know that right after I broke the James Gunn story, and by the way, I'm so tired of people saying I got him fired. I didn't get anybody fired.
He got himself fired. It's just like they changed the subject on WikiLeaks. Hillary's calling black people animals. Hillary is saying she hates her barista supporters. Hillary's saying she wants to create race war and rig things. And then it becomes, who got the info? What about the WikiLeaks? James Gunn got himself fired.
Yeah, this is all his stuff. I did journalism. All I did, and I did real journalism, unlike the fake stuff that you see out there.
You reported on what he said.
Right. So why am I the villain? Well, I mean, we know why. We know why I'm the villain. I'm the villain because these are protected people. Pedophiles are the new protected class. There will be a further move to make it so that's illegal to discriminate against pedophiles. That's the last next move.
Well, that's it. Let's just do 5 more minutes on this, because this is the big fight. They're making all their moves. And it actually shocks me that mainstream media across the board would defend pedophilia and say you're bad for exposing literal pedophile worshippers. And we'll show the shocking clip from Showtime with one of these top guys.
You have been lied to.
My name is Kevin Shipp. I'm a former decorated CIA officer. Finally, someone has come out and written what I think is the best expose on the shadow government ever. We're in a constitutional crisis, and our government is now being run and ruled by a shadow government.
We got to get this out, because just because you're awake, folks, doesn't mean other people are. This is critical to get, to read, to give them to the library, to give them to your church. Get them right now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.